Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Those things that felt like tornadoes on Long Island over the weekend, those were tornadoes. They're pretty rare on Long Island and unheard of in November, as Darius Radzius reports from Uniondale this morning.
Long Island turned into Tornado Alley. That's the sound of one tornado that blew through Saturday. Christina in Levittown says everything seemed up in the air.
The picnic tables, the chairs, everything was just flying.
Tornadoes, not one, not two, but three tore through communities. Two in Suffolk and another in Nassau County that started in Woodmere, then again touching down here in Uniondale, where a roof was torn off this home and landed on top of a couple of cars next door in the driveway, and again striking Levittown.
I got the alert and said the tornado warning, and I'm like, well, that's kind of weird.
It was an unusual alert for many because it's rare for a tornado to land here. The last one was in September 2019. Storm chaser Mark Doucet says he suddenly found himself driving in one over the weekend.
And before you knew it, it was on top of us. It went from pretty calm, I mean, there was some rain, to very strong wind gusts at one point blowing against the side of the car.
Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds on Long Island.
There's a $10,000 reward up for a group of men who took part in what certainly sounds like an anti-Semitic attack in Brooklyn. Glenn Shuck has more live from Crown Heights this morning. Glenn?
And Lee, good morning. You know, police are busy trying to track down these five men seen in surveillance, all wearing hoodies and masks on their faces while targeting this 25-year-old man. This was about 8 last Thursday night, but we got these photos last night from the NYPD. Apparently, during the attack, the victim says that one of the men called him a dirty Jew, before another one of the attackers then punched him right in the side of his face. They all ran off. Not a serious injury to this man. He actually didn't even need a medical treatment except some cuts and bruises that he was treated for here at the scene. This residential street here in Empire Boulevard. As again, I told you, the cops in the 71st precinct are the ones working this case. As they investigate here. Take a look at those photos at 1010winds.com. Now, the Anti-Defamation League are the ones who put up that reward, Lee. They say they're hoping for a swift arrest. And we'll continue to speak with folks in this block here this morning. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, live in Crown Heights.
The state attorney general's office is investigating the fatal police shooting of Brian Astorita following a chase on the Belt Parkway last week. Cops say they shot him after he advanced on them with a gun and didn't listen to orders to drop it. Police sources tell the New York Post this might have been a case of suicide by cop. Brian Astorita was 65 years old. Ashley Duseal, who lived in the Bronx, told the super of her building that she was in an abusive relationship and feared for her life. Ernesto Garcia tells the Daily News she used to tell him, "Can you call me to see if I'm okay?" Yesterday, police found her decomposing body along with that of a man in her Fordham Heights apartment. They suspected was a murder-suicide. Garcia called the police after a neighbor complained that she heard gunshots from the apartment about a week earlier and that maggots were coming through the ceiling. Senator Schumer has a plan to lower gas prices, a plan that's been used in the past.
I'm here today to urge the administration to approve fuel sales from the nation's strategic petroleum reserve to get those gasoline prices down.
Analysts say it would only be a short-term fix, though, since it would take an increase in oil production to solve the problem long-term, and there are no plans for that right now, with OPEC rejecting pleas to increase production and no indication that domestic production is going to be increased. The New York football team that actually plays in New York met up with the Jets over the weekend, and fans were chanting Mike White's name again, although not exactly the same way as last time, as Mark Rene reports.
Yeah, Lee, the chants this time included another word after the quarterback's name. Just think of what a vacuum cleaner does. White was just 24 of 44, no touchdowns, four interceptions. On a really rough day at the office, as gangrene got blown out by the Buffalo Bills 45-17.
When guys are out there fighting their tails off four quarters and you turn the ball over four times, it's tough. And so the only thing we can do is get better from it and not let this beat us twice and get into the film room and learn from those mistakes, me included, and starting with me first. And being able to learn from what happened today and not let it happen again.
It's a lesson the defense could learn, too. They've given up 45 points or more three of the last four games, which no team had done since the Giants 55 years ago. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Wins. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Wins, visit 1010wins.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.